USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
It's Election Day in America. Democrat Joe Biden.
Now he wants us to believe so much he's done for black Americans. Pittsburgh. Honk if you think it's a bunch of malarkey. He's lying. The truth is Donald Trump has done more to harm black America than any president in modern history.
President Trump.
This guy is a stone-cold phony. Joe has no clue. Okay, just... Joe's not, he's not calling the shots. And I guarantee he won't be calling them for very long.
Be sure to vote today if you have not already. Is there anything that can make this day better? How about free or discounted food? Many national chains are celebrating the voice of Americans. DoorDash, Grubhub, 7-Eleven, Burger King, and more have great deals. Check with the businesses to see what their Election Day deals are all about. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's in your hands, America. The general election 2020 is underway.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man. But when the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
President Trump after midnight Tuesday morning in Michigan.
This election comes down to a very simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfless political maniacs that you're dealing with? Or do you want to be ruled by the American people? You're supposed to be ruled by the American people.
The United States National Hurricane Center is warning an extremely powerful Hurricane Eta is battering northeastern Nicaragua and has the potential as a catastrophic hurricane. The Category 4 hurricane's winds are close to 150 miles an hour. Storm bands already pulling roofs off of houses and knocking trees down Tuesday morning with a storm surge of up to 21 feet above normal tide. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Will new voters from out of state help turn Texas blue? USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
The term used here is Californication, and it's what seems to be happening in this typically red state. A large majority of new voters are from Democrat-run states. They're moving into Texas for a better life and to escape the high cost of homes and taxes where they come from. Will they bring blue votes with them, or will Texas's still affordable way of life have them seeing red? Early voting alone in Texas is higher than the total that voted altogether in the 2016 presidential election. So Tuesday in Texas could be a toss-up. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
NASCAR's Final Four has been determined. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Kevin Harvick won 9 races this season and easily took home the regular season championship. But he won't be racing for NASCAR's top prize as he was eliminated from the championship playoffs on Sunday. Harvick was a favorite to take home the title, but after spinning out on the final lap at Martinsville and finishing 17th, Harvick ended up on the outside looking in. Instead, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, and Sunday's race winner Chase Elliott advanced to next week's season finale at Phoenix to race for the 2020 championship. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Be sure to check out our USA Radio News election coverage beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryor.